My name is Lyle, and welcome to the November 18th edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, try and hang in there for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it from both near and afar. To kick off today's show, we have some music by one of my favorite 1990s Celtic bands. They came out of Calgary, Alberta. Unfortunately, they're no longer together. Here's Scatter the Mud, featuring Phil O'Flaherty on vocals and Cam Keating on Scottish small pipes, with a song called Not Prepared to Go, here on 101.5.
In early morning, I see the snow come down. I feel the bitter chill beneath the door that spreads frost across the floor. And then it happens, I make up my mind. I crawl underneath the blankets where I have a dream to find. I'm not prepared to go today, I'm not prepared to go. I look out of my window and all I see is snow. My work will have to wait today, my work will have to wait. I will not step beyond the door or look beyond the gate. And the next morning, I see the sun come up. I finish up my caffeine shot, not sure if I'm awake or not. And then it happens, I make up my mind. I get back beneath the blankets and forget about the grind. I'm not prepared to go today, I'm not prepared to go. I know the old expression says you reap just what you sow. My work will have to wait today, my work will have to wait. I will not step beyond the door or look beyond the gate. Hard work is the answer, son, my daddy used to say. He broke his back from 9 to 5 with never time to play. But I will take a different path, my daddy, not to please. For if I stay, my bloody job will bring me to my knees. Start my day with another cup of coffee before I'm off to shoot the day. It doesn't matter if there's sun or snow. It doesn't matter where I've been, but where I'm gonna go. I'm not prepared to go today, I'm not prepared to go. I know the old expression says you reap just what you sow. My work will have to wait today, my work will have to wait. I will not step beyond the door or look beyond the gate. We'll be right back.
Ships may come and ships may sail, through the seas they run. And a sailor lad, like wise his dad, they love their port and rum. Well, alas, ashore he do adore one that is plump and round. But when your money's all gone, it's the same old song. Get up, Jack John, sit down. When Jack's ashore, he makes his way to the boarding house. He's welcomed in with rum and gin, likewise a fork and knife. He'll spend, he'll never offend. Is drunk on the ground, but when your money's all gone, it's the same old song. Get up, Jack John, sit down. When Jack set sail aboard some ship for India or Japan, or in Asia, there the ladies fair, they love their sailor man. He'll go ashore and he won't scorn to buy his girl a gown. But when your money's all gone, it's the same old song. Get up, Jack John, sit down. Come along, we're jolly great boys. There's plenty more grog in the jar. We'll plough and roam the ocean wide, the jolly roving tar.
Well upon the
If you're just joining me, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection Music Radio Show, coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of our opening set on this afternoon's show, we just heard Sir Dougie MacLean, who is recognized as one of Scotland's foremost folk musicians. He started his musical career back in the 1970s with the Tannahill Weavers, performed as a trio with Alex Campbell and Alan Roberts, and briefly spent some time with Silly Wizard before starting his very successful solo career. We heard one of his songs called Turning Away, and this arrangement can be found on a fine compilation recording produced for BBC Scotland, BBC Four, and RTE Ireland, and it features performances by various leading folk and country and bluegrass musicians on both sides of the Atlantic. It's called The Original Transatlantic Sessions, Volume 1. Before Dougie MacLean, the group Mockin, a five-piece folk band currently based in London, made up of brothers James and David Dallaire, along with Nick Cook, Danny Crump, and Lee Richardson. We heard a track from the band's new fourth album, Down Among the Dead Men, and we heard Mockin's arrangement of a traditional song called Jolly Roving Tar. Kicked off today's show with Calgary's Scatter the Mud and a song called Not Prepared to Go. Comes from an album from 1997 titled Never Time to Play. This is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with music by Dedan and April Virch, as well as some new music from Karen Casey. So stay with us. Some sad news. Bouzouki player Alex Finn passed away on Friday at the age of 74. He was born in England, grew up in Yorkshire, before making his home in Galway, where he had family roots. And it was back in 1974 that Alex Finn was one of the founding members of the influential Galway-based Irish traditional band De Donnan, along with Frankie Gavin, Johnny McDonough, and Charlie Piggott, who had played together in sessions at Hugh's Pub in Spittle. Going back to 1975, with a medley of two tunes from De Donnan's self-titled album, let's take a listen to the lads with the hornpipe called the Blackbird and a reel called the Jolly Clam Diggers. De Donnan, here on 101.5. Thank you.
that Gene soon discovered. They'd move in with his sister, who wasn't very fond of brother. Tiny rooms with no doors for two endless years, left no room for romance, but plenty for.
Another ends in sight. Only
Originally from Ireland's the County Waterford, that was Karen Casey, whose music career has spanned some 30 years now, going back to her early days as a singer in George's Bistro in Dublin, to her 4.5 years in New York City as lead singer with the Irish-American supergroup Solace, to her now established solo career. We heard a track from Karen's newest solo album. It's called Hieroglyphs That Tell the Tale. And we heard her cover of a Janis Ian song called I'm Still Standing Here. Before Karen Casey, April Virch, fine Canadian fiddler and singer-songwriter who was born and raised in Ontario's Ottawa Valley. We heard a track from her 7th album, From Where I Stand, and it was a song called Jean that was written by Michigan's Terry Gonda and Kirsty Reeve. Started off that set with the County Galway's De Donnan, featuring a medley of two tunes, a hornpipe called The Blackbird and a reel called The Jolly Clam Diggers. And as I mentioned, the band's bouzouki player, Alex Finn, passed away this past Friday at the age of 74. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show and any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636, and you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S at shaw.ca, and I'll do my best to try and track your requests down and get them on the air for you. You can check out today's and past show playlists, as well as available Waxy's Dargle podcasts by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the new UMFM homepage, and then scroll down to Waxy's Dargle at 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxy's Dargle Facebook page at Waxy's Dargle Radio. Getting back to some more music, queued up next, a song by Montreal-based duo of Kirk McGaughey and David Gossage. And Kirk was born in Scotland, moved to Canada in the early 1970s, and he passed away now some 12 years ago, suddenly from a heart attack, and he was only 56. Here's Kirk and David with their arrangement of a popular sing-along favorite, all about the Irish Rovers' ill-fated final voyage, here on 101.5.
In the year of Bernard, 1806, we set sail from the Colchi of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. We'd an elegant craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and oh, how the trade winds drove her. She'd 23 masts, she stood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover. So fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. So fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. We had Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee, we had Togan from County Tyrone, We heard Slugger McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and the man from Westmeath named Malone. We had Billy O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Harley from Harley's. Your man Mick McGann from the banks of the Ban was the skipper of the Irish Rover. So fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. So fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. There was 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags, 2 million barrels of bone. We had 3 million bales of old Danny Goat's tails, 4 million barrels of stone. We had 5 million hops and 6 million dogs and 7 million barrels of porter. We'd 8 million sides of old blind horses' hides in the hold of the Irish Rover. So fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. Yes, fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. Several weeks when the measles broke out and our ship lost its way in the fog, and the whole of the crew was reduced down to 2, myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock. Oh Lord, what a shock. Yes, I nearly tumbled. She turned 9 times around, and that poor old dog was drowned. Well, I'm the last of the Irish Rover. So fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. Just fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. Little girl, now I must sail away. Fare thee well now, my good little girl, now I must sail away. So fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away. So fare thee well, my pretty little girl, I must sail away.
is all I see. Some poor prophet comes, some find solace, some laying down in a junkyard bay. Some will chase us and some will call.
That was Burning Bridget Cleary, a fine Celtic quartet from Philadelphia. We heard their cover of a song written by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer, All About the Mountain. The album from 2015 is titled These Are the Days. Before that, we heard Steph Jeremiah, an Irish-American flute player and singer who was born in New York City and who now lives in Galway, Ireland. We heard a track from her brand new second solo album. It's called Up She Flew. And we heard a medley of three polkas that included Island Polka No. 3, I'll Buy Boots for Maggie, and Bach High. Started that set off with the musical duo of David Gossage and the late Kirk McGaughey with their arrangement of a song all about the Irish Rover. The album is called The Shroud of Erin. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Doggle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more short break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show. So if you can, please be sure to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have New Hampshire award-winning songwriter Rick Lang, who can trace his ancestry back to Scotland. He's joined in by some friends with a song called Widow's Walk, all about a wife who waits for her husband to return from a long voyage at sea. Then we'll follow that up with the Anglo-Irish Celtic Music Quartet Fluke, featuring the dueling flute and whistle playing of Brian Finnegan and Sarah Allen. This band performed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival back in 2006. We're going to hear a set called the Bally Brawley Jigs, which is made up of three jigs. The first two were written by Brian, that includes the North Star and the Ghost of Bally Brawley, and then that'll be followed up by a traditional Asturian tune. So, good night. Take care. Have a great week. Until we catch you next time here on 101.5. Stay tuned for Gail up next with the Comfort Cafe. Here's Rick Lang and Fluke. Bye for now.
There's an old abandoned house down by the Gloucester shore, where they say the widow Hawkins died in 1924. The wife of a sailor whose ship was lost at sea, caught out in the wildest storm this port has ever seen. On a cold October morning, they kissed their last goodbye. She handed him a picture to keep there at his side. Her young voice was trembling as she spoke these parting words. Each night I'll light a lantern, watch for your return. She stands upon the widow's walk, her eyes turned towards the east, looking for her lover's ship out on the rolling sea. Her loneliness grows deeper as each night passes by, and the wind blows off the water and the seagull's mournful cry. Then one night without warning came the howling winds and rain. The helpless ship was swallowed up by the mighty waves. She held up the lantern, tears welled in her eyes. Hopes were growing dimmer, her sailor was alive. She stands upon the widow's walk, her eyes turned towards the east, looking for her lover's ship out on the rolling sea. Her loneliness grows deeper as each night passes by, and the wind blows off the water to the seagull's mournful cry. One day she found a bottle washed up on the sand. Inside there was a note written by her true love's hand. He said, our ship is sinking, and I'll see you nevermore. her on till we meet in heaven upon God's golden shore. She stands upon the widow's wall, her eyes turned towards the east, looking for her lover's ship out on the rolling sea. Her loneliness grows deeper as each night passes by, and the wind blows off the water to the seagull's mournful cry. And the wind blows off the water to the seagull's mournful cry.